translation by Srila Prabhupada in purport. At Durvashana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramachandra, and on the hill known as Mahendra Shaila, he saw Lord Parashuram. Purport. In Durvashana, or Darbashayana, now known as Tirupulani, which is 7 miles east of Ramnad, there is a temple of Lord Ramachandra. The hill known as Mahendra Shaila is near Tirunelveli, and at the end of this hill is a city known as Tiruchendur. West of Mahendra Shaila is the territory of Tribhankura. There is mention of Mahendra Shaila in the Ramayana. This Tiruchendur still exists, this town. End of purport. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksusun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadam Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavanishwari Vrisabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kopa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sare Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
South India is very wonderful, very different to North India. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 6 years or so traveling through South India, around down the coast and around and up back up to Maharashtra area before heading back to Puri. The interesting thing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels is he left on his own. He left Puri. He wanted to be on his own. It's very interesting. Actually, even before he arrived in Puri, Nityananda broke his danda into three places, and this was an excuse for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get angry and to enter Puri alone. Sometimes it's good to be alone, right? So Mahaprabhu had his internal reasons for being alone. He wanted to fully immerse himself in his mood of searching for Krishna. So he left Puri. He told everyone, I want to go alone. He said, I'm going to look for my brother. What's his brother's name? Birabhad Bishwarup. He said, I'm going to look for my brother. So imagine how India is so big. So he went, and this was his excuse. But actually, he wanted to travel alone, and he's looking for Krishna. He's looking for Krishna. Of course, he will not find Krishna anywhere. Only in Vrindavan will he find Krishna. So you see, when he enters in Vrindavan, as he's getting close, his ecstasy is increasing. So some things increase your ecstasy. And it's said that when he actually reached Vrindavan, his ecstasy increased so many millions of times. But it was too strong, and he eventually had to leave Vrindavan because
he was too much ecstasy. He went back to Puri to feel the separation of Krishna. Now, one may ask, one may say, why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting other temples if he's just looking for Krishna? This is an interesting point. In Narottam Dasa's Thakur says, going to different holy places is just a waste of time. It's just an overly endeavor. Instead, one should just stay in Vrindavan or do one's bhajan and think of Krishna. Why waste time going to see Ram and Parshuram and this and that? So why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing it? So this is very interesting. You have any ideas? Anyone in the audience want to? He went to preach. This is one reason. Very, very good. He went to spread the glories of Krishna. In fact, everyone who saw him became Krishna conscious practically. He would embrace people. They would become Krishna conscious. And they would go to their village and say, I'm in ecstasy, you've got to worship Krishna. And he was discussing with various scholars around and establishing Krishna worship, Radha Krishna worship, as the highest tattva of the Vedas. Here we have two Vishnu tattva deities, Parashuram and Ramachandra. So we're going to come back to that point. You please remind me. Yes, one more?
The five methods of devotional service, one of them is Bhanuvas. So because Lord Chaitanya is acting as a devotee, so that is also...
Very good. He's acting as a devotee. He said that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting as a devotee, then he's practicing one of the limbs of devotional service, to go to the temple, visit the Dham. The temple is the Dham. And Ananta?
Lord Balaram did the same thing.
Lord Balaram did the same thing. He went all over India, visited all the holy places. Very fascinating. So one other interesting aspect is when you go to see the deity, to take darshan, here it is said, darshan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. Darshan. So the other aspect is, one should go to the temple to let Krishna see you. Krishna wants to see his devotee. Here I am, Krishna, I am your servant, please direct me. So one acharya said that, Chaitanya, we learn in the third canto of Adi Lila and also in Krishna book that even Krishna's expansions, like Mahavishnu, they want to see Krishna. Right? Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam. He has unlimited forms. And what is that? Like a candle, Dipachireva. Ramadi mutishu kalani yamena tista nanavataram akarad bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samadate parama pumanyo govindam adipurasam. So my point here is that Krishna's forms, they take on their own individuality and they have their roles. I am Mahavishnu, I'm creating millions of universes, I'm living in everyone's heart, I have a function. But his mood is, I am servant of Krishna. Just like Lord Nityananda, like Panchatattva. They're expansions of the Absolute Truth. You are Jiva Shakti. You are also expansion of the Absolute Truth. You are also Krishna's expansion. Mabai Anksa, you are part and parcel of Krishna. So you have your individuality. So Krishna's expansions, incarnations, plenary portions, they also have their individuality. And they all want to taste this service to Krishna. So Mahavishnu, he steals that Brahmin's sons, 9 sons, from Dwarka. And he's crying and he's criticizing Krishna and Arjuna and all the Yadus. See, what is the point of all their strength? I'm losing my sons. So Arjuna says, I'll get back your sons. If I don't, I'll enter fire. Thank you. Confirmed. So Krishna, he doesn't want Arjuna to enter fire. He says, let's go. The chariot comes. They go through all the universe looking for the 9 sons. They enter the Karana ocean and they see Mahavishnu, or the Garbhadak ocean maybe. So when Mahavishnu sees Krishna, he says, actually, I stole the sons just so I could see you, Krishna. It's too sentimental for you, is it? So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? He's Krishna himself. So he's coming before his expansions, Kurma, Parasaram, Ramachandra. Says, you wanted to see me? You want to get Krishna? You want to get me? This is how to do it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So he's preaching not only to Diva Shakti, the demigods, the Jivas, the human beings, what to speak of all the ants that touched his lotus feet on the path. He's preaching to everyone. He's even preaching to his own expansions. Ete changsa kala pumsam Krishna's tu Bhagavan swayam Indra rari vyalukam loke mridu yanti yuge yuge. This is we take this for granted in ISKCON. You know what the logo of ISKCON is? What it says? Krishna's tu Bhagavan swayam. Huh? We take this for granted. Sometimes people accuse ISKCON. I've seen they accuse ISKCON of being a bit Abrahamic. You know, preaching so strongly that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And a lot of people in India, from high scholars down to ordinary people, have a big problem. They have a big problem. Because Vyasadeva, he's saying, in other Puranas, he's saying, Ganesh is the supreme source of everything. He is Bhagavan. Devi, goddess, she is the source of everything. Shiva, see? So they're saying that real Hinduism means that you can worship who you feel, who you like. And this is their philosophy. And some scholars, they preach this. And although they are in awe and reverence of ISKCON's achievements all over the world, in their heart they have a big problem with our stress on Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Isn't it? I saw one Instagram post on this. He was reading some ISKCON book and he said, look, they call them demigods. They call Shiva a demigod. How dare they? So it's a very interesting feature and something we need to not only be able to speak to others about. Come. We need to be able to speak to others, but in our own hearts, we have to understand. We have to understand this. And if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see. Darshan in 10 minutes. Come, please come in. Temple room is for you also. Please come. Sit. So if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the main themes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, very, 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 very strongly spoken by Krishna Das Kaviraj, even more than Srimad Bhagavatam, is that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Narayana Svabedepi, Sri Sa, Krishna Sarupaya, Rasanat Krishyate Krishna, Rupam Esa Rasastita. Even Lord Narayan, he is identical with Krishna. But Krishna has a superior mellows, superior taste in his pastimes, his activities, and in his form, and so many things like that. So Parasaram, Ramachandra. Parasaram is listed as one of the 25 Shaktivesh avatars, Leela avatars, sorry, and he's also listed as one of the Shaktivesh avatars. There are six different types of avatars: Manvar avatars, Shaktivesh avatars, Leela avatars, Guna avatars, Purusha avatars, like that. But Krishna is the origin of them all. And his planet, Goloka Vrindavan, if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a description of Vaikuntha. And Goloka Vrindavan is like, it's so big, like it just kind of like millions of times bigger than any other Vaikuntha planet. In fact, the whole of Vaikuntha is just in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. All them millions of expansions of Lord Narayan. So perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. So Nectar Devotion describes the incarnations of God. They have like 96% or such like, and different percent of the living entity can become like Brahma. He has 78% of the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But only Krishna is 10%. And Krishna's enjoying through his avatars, enjoying so many different leelas, just like Parasuram. You know what happened to Parasuram? He was in his ashram with his father and his mother and his brothers. And one king came there with all his soldiers and this and that. And Prabhupada said he had no right to go to the ashram. He shouldn't have actually gone. But he went out of curiosity. And Jamadagni, Parashuram's father, he had one cow. And this cow was a Surabhi cow, transcendental practically. And he fed everyone more opulently the prasadam than the king had in his own kingdom. So the king became very envious, actually, very jealous. You know what he did? He stole the cow. He stole that cow. So Parasuram, he went with his weapons, and he went in to attack the king. And the king sent out Akshahini division, 100,000 troops. Parasuram killed them all. Then he fought with the king and defeated him. And Prabhupada, in the Bhagavatam, says he killed them at the speed of the mind. And when he became a little tired, he killed them at the speed of the wind. And Prabhupada says in the purport, speed of the mind is faster. Just like if I say, don't think of a green unicorn. Immediately, green unicorn is there. So Parasuram was so, he lived very, very long time. He lived at the time of Ramachandra all the way up to Krishna. And in one pastime, he met with Ramachandra. And seeing that Ramachandra was of the Kshatriya race, because he vowed to kill all the Kshatriyas for their offenses, etc., then he fought with Ramachandra. Inconceivable. But Ramachandra defeated him, and so he surrendered and realized that this was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami goes into all the incarnations, and he said there's three incarnations that are very special, most potent. There's Nrsingadev, Ramachandra, and Krishna. Now, I don't remember. If anyone remembers, they can say. There were special qualities of Krishna that even Nrsingadev and Ramachandra didn't have. There was something to do with Shishupal, killing Shishupal. That was one of the items. Anyway, the point is, by worshipping Krishna, one entails the highest good, the highest benefit. And there's one verse in the... I know, I won't find it. There's one verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which says that one should choose, one should ultimately worship a form of Vishnu. Vishnu forms. So this is our point. I didn't really finish that point. Well, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. There are different leelas. Ramachandra worships Lord Shiva because he's acting in the role as a human being. And this is another point of Krishna's pastimes. One time I was giving class, I was reading the 25 qualities of Krishna, 64 qualities of Krishna.
to new people. And it says, one of the qualities is Krishna's religious. And they're like, how can Krishna be religious? How can... So when Krishna's a young boy, his mother comes and reads stories to him. And what does she read? Does she read Superman, Batman, or, you know, what do they read? Hans Christian Andersen fairy tales? Harry Potter. What did she read to Krishna? She reads the stories of Ramachandra, Narsingadev, and Krishna enjoys. So she's reading Narsingadev pastime, and then she says, and then in the pillar, Prahlad Maharaj saw Lord Narsingadev, and Krishna, baby Krishna smiled. And the acharyas say, may that smile protect us in our journey in the material world. So Krishna's leela is that he is a nada-leela. He's acting like an ordinary person. By his yoga maya, he enjoys fully being completely forgetful of his godhood. And in that forgetfulness, he can enjoy the same Vedic culture that we all come to know about. So he enjoys this Ramayana, Narsingha Leela, all the pastimes. Prabhupada says that this was entertainment. Before the world became corrupted, or complicated and so many things, then in the villages of India, India is such an amazing place. When you fly over India at night, in the dark, it's very wonderful. You just see darkness with little villages, just a few lights. And you think, oh, it's so beautiful and so peaceful. Clean. But when the plane lands and you get, oh, Krishna. But you see the village life. So the village life means they would read Ramayana. Read Mahabharata. This was their life. This was their entertainment. You see? So we have to, in Krishna ISKCON, we have to try to get away from this Kali Yuga culture and try to read Krishna book, etc. So this knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's actually confidential knowledge. It's a great secret. Iti guyatamam shastram, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, it's the most confidential secret of all the Vedas. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam. It's the king of all secrets. Tako Pritista Shutayana Bina. Dharma Shatatvam Nihitam Guhayam. It's hidden within the heart of the self-realized soul, the pure devotee. So, in ISKCON, we don't say you can't worship Ram or we... can't worship. Even you can worship Shiva, demigods, as long as you understand they are the Shaktis, part and parcels, servants of Krishna. Even in Vaikuntha, there are demigod forms of Lord Narayan. For those devotees who worship them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's kind of like a... kind of gets complicated. I don't quite understand it. But anyway, I've read something. So... excuse me. So there is no dearth. When some of Lord Chaitanya's devotees were devotees of Narsingadev and Ramachandra, no problem. Variety is there. Hare Krishna. So this is just to conclude that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a worshipper of Krishna. He is traveling all over India and he's establishing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his movement is about the worship of Radha and Krishna. And the point is that if we take this verse, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to this temple and that temple. But we should take the teachings as a whole. You know, there is different ways of understanding everything. And one of them is, what is that repetition in the book? What is the glorification? What is the special fruit? Like that. So if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita as a whole,
you will see the prime focus is in this Krishna consciousness. It's in this Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Maybe we can have some comments or questions. Help me through. Are you a first, Monsieur Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I'm wondering if when Mahaprabhu says to chant the names, the holy names, does that include also the names of God in other traditions as well? And second part of my question is, are these forms of God in other traditions also expansions of Krishna?
Yeah, he said that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaches to chant the holy name, does that mean to chant the holy name in other religious traditions? And are those forms of God in other religious traditions, are they also expansions of Krishna? Okay? So, first point is that I just read that Srila Prabhupada was preaching in Iran, and he met with one Iranian person, had come and joined, and Prabhupada preached him talked to him for a long time, answered his questions. And you see, Srila Prabhupada was very, very general in some aspects, saying, yes, just see what we're preaching in Krishna consciousness is that the goal of life is to love God. There is no bar that, just follow your religion. We are not sectarian. We don't care. Take this love of God as the goal of life and chant the name of God in your own language, no problem. We are very flexible. So that was Prabhupada's preaching. And Supreme Personality of Godhead is everything. He has millions of names. He appears in millions of culture. It's all the same Krishna. Yeah, they're done. That's done. No, that's it. Yeah, that's all Krishna. Well, Allah, Jehovah, Ishvara, they all mean God, the controller. So Krishna is the absolute truth. So absolute truth, only one aspect is the controller. He has so many other aspects. So if you chant Ishvara, Paramatma, Brahman, they're all names of Krishna, but they're secondary names. So you will not get Krishna himself by chanting the secondary names. And the benefit is less. The potency of the sound vibration is less. So absolute truth means Ishvara, but it also means Nam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, Jiva, Prakriti, Purusha, all the avatars, expansions, matter, spirit, everything. So when you say Krishna, this denotes the Swayam Bhagavan, who is the source of everything. So our real business in Krishna consciousness, something I wanted to say in class, is that we have to read Krishna's pastimes. And if we understand that Krishna is the summum bonum, the absolute truth, the essential root, Adi Purusam, Adi Shakti, what is it? Yasya, Janma Adyasya. Janma Adyasya. He is Janma Adi. He is the birth of Adi, everything. Ahamsavasya Prabhava. So when we have faith that this Krishna, this cowherd boy with a peacock feather and beautiful lotus eyes playing on his flute in Vrindavan, wandering around the banks of the Yamuna, wandering through the 12 forests of Vrindavan, dancing with the peacocks, herding cows, dancing with his girlfriends, dancing, playing with his boyfriends, taking the love of his mother in Nandagram. This is our meditation. And when we're convinced that Krishna is Hamsavasya Prabhava, then we'll do this. And then our sadhana becomes good. Then our bhakti becomes good. This is what Krishna says. Bhajanti mam Buddha bhava samanvita. When your Buddha's intelligence is fixed on this principle, then bhajanti mam Buddha bhava samanvita. You would with love. You get love for Krishna. You will. See? So, on one side we're saying, yes, chant the name of God in your own language, in your own culture, with the goal to love Him, serve Him. No problem. But for devotees, we are saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is stressing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all about Krishna. And He's even converting other forms to worshippers of other forms of Krishna to Krishna consciousness. He's establishing Krishna very strongly. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas. Because why get the most benefit, most happiness, most ecstasy, right? And Krishna, that's Krishna's desire. Because every jiva increases his ecstasy. Every devotee increases his pleasure. Anando vai rasa, what is that? Ananda mayo bhyasat. No. What am I saying? Raso vai saha. Yeah. Krishna is rasa himself. Raso vai saha. Ananda, what's the living entity? Pleasure. Anandamoya Vyasat, yes. And then, one time they asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the purpose of life? He said, pleasure, happiness. Prabhu, sorry, I'm talking too much. Yeah.
But then, how does that convince you? What authority
does
the Bhagavad Gita have?
Yeah.
Why did Vyasadeva write in other scriptures
that
other deities were?
Yeah. So it's like his name is Govinda, his name is Rasaraj. But actually, their name is Govinda Das, Rasaraj Das. So Vyasadeva, he's exaggerating. He's saying, oh, Devi is Bhagavan. But he's forgetting, he's leaving out the Das. He's exaggerating, and he has a purpose. What is the purpose? Because in the Vedic culture, there is no fear of death. The people practice their Dharma with 100% conviction that would take birth again. So in this indirect Vedic process, is a very, very long process. So you go from Sudra, then you take birth as a Vaishya, and then you practice Dharma, you become a Kshatriya, practice, become a Brahmin, and then a Brahmin, you go up and up and up and up, and then you get to Vedanta Sutra, and then you become a devotee when you read Bhagavatam or when you read Ramayana, Mahabharata, like that. So it's a very, very long, indirect process. So some of the Vedic literature seems to contradict itself. Vyasadeva, why is he writing this? He's writing this. They contradict. So, dharmasya tattvam, you have to approach spiritual master to resolve these contradictions. So when you're meeting people, preaching Krishna consciousness, you have to try to resolve the contradictions, but it's not so easy. And it depends on their submission and whether they really want to understand. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj said that if you don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a danger of impersonalism and atheism like that. Is he exaggerating as well? Because you can read Ramayana, you can be, so many devotees. So in Kali Yuga, things are so deteriorated, so degraded. People have lost all their Vedic culture practically. I was just in South India. I was in a really beautiful part of South India. Big houses, nice houses. Everyone had lovely houses, big courtyards. And in the courtyard, there's a beautiful stone mandap with Tulsi. Very beautiful. People are so friendly, they make you cry. They're so kind and nice. So I'm picking flowers for puja, so many beautiful flowers. And they say, come into our courtyard, come into our courtyard. They have the cow, they're making the milk, and they're all sitting around this Tulsi Mandapka. And what are they? Chopping the chicken. Actually, I should not mention on the Vyasasan, but you see, so they have everything perfect. Vaikuntha, Udupi Vaikuntha is there, they can go in there. They're all devotees, but they're like so bewildered. They're so bewildered. But Prabhupada said, Vedic culture, it's so valuable, just like an elephant. An elephant is very valuable. It can do so much work, so many wonderful things, and even when it's dead, it's so valuable. You take the tusk. So Vedic culture, it's dead, practically. Practically. But it's so valuable. So when it comes up again, you see, just now Rishi Sunak's mother-in-law, she said, when I travel, I'm very afraid to eat from a spoon that's touched non-veg. And thousands of people are saying, you're smarter, you this, and they're all criticizing her. The whole of India is very angry, not all. And then a small portion are supporting her. Yes, she's Brahminical. She's, of course, why would you want to do that? So this is India. Everyone's confused. Unless they take the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and see him for who he is. The Kali Yuga, he's a Acharya for the whole world, Jagat Guru. So when India finally realizes that, takes shelter, they're all saying so many things. It's so complicated in India because they have so much different religious groups. Very difficult to understand the absolute truth, pure devotional service, sadhana bhakti, isn't it? It's becoming harder to preach in India now, I find. People are so confused. But the Indians in the West, they're all coming to ISKCON because this is Prabhupada's shelter is so big. His lotus feet are so, they're so soothing. And when you come to the West and you're away from that wonderful India, the motherland, this is your shelter, Prabhupada. But you have to understand Krishna Swayambhu. You do sadhana bhakti, you see? Does that make sense? Am I being bad? Am I speaking bad thing? Are you next? Yes, go on. I'm only joking.
Hare Krishna, just when you said something, I had a query. Is that okay?
Query, yeah.
Yeah. Prabhuji, you said that it's all confusing and there is no Vedic culture left practically. So I had a question. I read somewhere in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna himself does not allow the atheist to understand him. Prabhupada has mentioned this. And Krishna himself has done all these arrangements in the material realm so that the person who wants to come to him will come to him through some Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jeev. And the one who does not want to come to him, he will go to Pitrilok, he will go to Bhutani, and all these things. So Krishna himself has made all these arrangements. So it's not the Indian people or it's not us. Krishna himself has made everything. It's not, you said this, that's why I had a point. Just if you can clarify, because I didn't understand that. And Kovin said it is. So I thought, wow, Kovin is saying. So then I might be wrong. So I just wanted to clarify this. Just clarification.
Yeah.
Krishna himself says
Various
places. In Bhagavad Gita.
That's Yanti right. Vatan, Devan Vatan, Pitri Yanti Pitri Vata. He's basically saying that I said so many things.
Only one thing. Confusion. Only one thing and not so many things. I don't know what you said.
He's saying that...
I was confused.
I said, you do this, it's indirect, but if you worship Krishna, you go to Krishna. That's the point. So Krishna, he says so many things. But we only take this one thing he said. Sarvadharma parichaja mamikam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo maksha shishami masucha.
Krishna has so many wonderful qualities, so many excellences. And one of his five most excellent qualities is that he has summarized all spiritual and religious knowledge into one shloka. Sabadharma, Parichaja. Forget it all. It's all bogus. Except service to Krishna, everything is bogus. Go to Pisacha Loka. Go to Devi Loka. Do what you want. Yes. This is a knowledge of karma, action, reaction. This is all Krishna is saying. If you worship the ghost, you go to the ghost. You worship Bob Marley, you go to Bob Marley. Whatever. This is not Krishna's advice. This is not Krishna's instruction. This is my point. This is just knowledge. Krishna's point is Sarvadharma Parichaja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's point is Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti, Eva Nasti. Because you're suffering. You're suffering. You go here, there, Abrahma, Bhuvanaloka, Punarvatina. Everywhere, suffering, suffering, suffering. What is that? One should be intelligently inclined, philosophically inclined, to gain that which cannot be gained if you go here, there, everywhere in the universe. You will not gain it. You go there, but you'll still have to come back. Where is Krishna? Only Krishna can satisfy the soul. Full surrender. Not partial surrender. Savaipam so parodam ahoitaki apratihata. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. So this is our sadhana. How to get to this? Very difficult. No one's saying it's easy. It's very difficult. But we practice. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is merciful. Krishna is merciful. Tamadi devam karunanidanam tamalavanam suhitavataram apada sangsara samudra setam bhajamahi bhagavata sarupam. Karuna, he's an ocean of compassion. Karunanidanam apada samsara, he's a bridge for crossing over the ocean of material suffering. He's a sword that cuts the cycle of birth and death.
This is the golden age. Yeah. Somebody told me there are like 17 temples in Delhi vicinity only. Mm. So this is the golden age.
Yeah.
And it was contradictory, that's why I asked. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. That's very. Thank you for your kind attention. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi.